Hello, and welcome to episode 34 in the Intuitive Eating series. So this series is following the Intuitive Eating Workbook by Evelyn Tribal and Elise Resch, 10 Principles for Nourishing a Healthy Relationship with Food. If you don't have a copy of the book, go over to KathyRichardsRD.com. In my shop, in my book section, you can find the recommended resource there. We've been walking through the 10 principles. We're still working on principle 5 this week. And last episode, I spoke about getting to know your fullness and foods that provided more fullness. In today's episode, we're going to focus on the fullness discovery scale and how we can really start to practice, which is one of the 3 P's of intuitive eating. So we're going to practice, we pay attention, and we're going to have patience because it's a process. So join me in this episode and learn how to use the fullness discovery scale. And we're going to also look at the last bite threshold. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier, and now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with 3 kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Okay, so what is the fullness discovery scale? Well, in order to really get familiar with your fullness, we need to do a lot of practice around discovering what keeps us full, what doesn't keep us full. So we talked about foods and balancing foods and how that helps with fullness. Today we're going to take that a step further and we're going to use the Fullness Discovery Scale Journal. It keeps track of your hunger rating, your fullness rating, the quality of the fullness, and the foods eaten. And you want to be pretty accurate with the timing of when you're eating so you can see meals and patterns and figure out what's the best space of time between meals and snacks for you. For a lot of people, eating every 3 hours works well. Some people need to eat a little bit more often and some people can go a little bit longer. So that's where having that awareness is going to depend on what you've chosen to eat, but also just on how hungry and how full you feel after you eat certain foods. So at first in the journal, you're going to rate your hunger. So you're going to go back to that hunger and fullness scale. And we talked about that quite a few episodes ago, how you want to know when you're getting hungry and you want to start to eat before you're over hungry, right? We don't want to start to eat when we're starving, because that's often when we overeat and we get to a point where we feel uncomfortable. So listening to your body, using the hunger and fullness scale as a way to help you see when you start to eat. Remember, we want to start to eat like around a 3 or a 4, and we usually want to stop around a 7. If we go further, that tends to be when we're overstuffed. So what you want to do is you want to rate that hunger scale before you start to eat. Then you're going to start to eat, but pause in the middle of your meal or snack. Engage, number one, the taste of the food. Number two, any sensations of diminishing hunger and emerging fullness. And finally, then when you've had enough to eat, rate your fullness from a level of 0 to 10. And note the quality of your fullness level. Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And then if you were doing another activity while you were eating, such as reading or surfing the internet, you want to write down what you're doing at the same time. Remember, if we're trying to do an activity, if we're trying to multitask while we're eating, we don't always get that hunger and satiety feedback from our body because we're not focused on that activity. Okay, so you want to pay attention. And if you are doing another activity, just note that as well. And then what you want to do is you want to go back and look for patterns and trends. So at which point did you usually feel that sensation of fullness? Was it a 6 or an 8? Like, you know, comfortably full around a 6? Or was it when you got a little bit fuller and you were at an 8? And when, by the time you stopped eating because you felt full, was it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Like, you know, were your pants tight? Did you feel uncomfortable? Or did you feel just good? Like you had enough and you were satisfied, but you didn't feel any negative, like physical feelings about it. And did you notice any trends between your hunger and fullness rating? So if you started eating when you were really hungry, like at a 2, did it take more food to get to fullness? Because sometimes, you know, if we start when we're hungrier, we can eat more food and go past that comfortable fullness because we just feel so hungry. So that's something to have awareness around. And if you were doing another activity, did that have an impact on your fullness? If we're doing another activity, it can lead us to eat more food because we're not getting that feedback. What types of food helped you become fuller? And that goes back to that balance that we talked about in the last episode. And were there any meals in which it took more than the usual amount of food to feel full? Okay, so that can be, you know, some days we're hungrier, we did more activity. Some days we're hungrier, we didn't sleep as well. So that's going to increase hunger. Or maybe it's because we're doing that multitasking at the same time as we're eating. So that is the fullness discovery scale and journal. So take a look at that. Let me know if you have any questions. You can send me a message or you can comment on this podcast episode, and I'm happy to reach out. So the one thing I'm going to finish on with today's episode is the last bite threshold. So as you get more familiar with that fullness feeling, you also want to, you'll be able to identify that last bite threshold. That's like the end point of eating. It's a subtle experience. Like you become aware that just one more bite of food will likely be enough and you'll be satisfied and satiated. The key element in sensing this threshold is paying attention. So if you've been following along and you did the snack pairing exercise and then the fullness with meal exercise and then this past like fullness discovery exercise, you probably have a lot of information that you've already kind of experienced. And the key element is to pay attention, right? So you probably have some practice with the fullness feeling. And for most people, paying enough attention to fullness, a sense of last bite threshold will take more practice and patience. So you might not always stop when it's like you're going to be satisfied and then you push yourself a little bit fuller than you're comfortable with, and that's okay. So when you finish eating, reflect on how you feel physically, okay? Check in and notice the sensation of fullness and sit with that for a few minutes. And then ask yourself, how would I feel if I'd stopped a few bites sooner? Okay, and then pay attention to those thoughts that come up. Perhaps you notice a curiosity and a desire to explore that, maybe with your next meal. Or maybe that scares you and you think like, no, I don't want to stop a little bit earlier. And that's okay. Like make note of those thoughts and those feelings, but don't make them wrong. Don't judge them. Just have awareness about, maybe like what if I'd stopped a couple bites earlier? How would that feel? And then if you're really ready, like if you feel ready to experiment, you could do this. You could stop at a few bites sooner. Or you can move on to this experiment, which they share on the book, in the book on page 129. So it's called the last bite threshold experiment. So select a meal that will be relaxed, no distraction. And using the techniques described for that fullness discovery scale, take a prolonged pause when you're at the point of detecting the absence of hunger and the emergence of fullness. Okay, so remember during the earlier activity, I said stop and check in about halfway through your meal or snack to see how full you were, right? So estimate roughly how many more bites of food that you think it will take for you to be comfortably full. Note that you don't need to estimate an exact number, but tentatively mark that as your stopping point. So maybe you'll say to yourself, you know, oh, I think 3 more bites is probably going to be enough. Or I think 5 more bites is going to be enough. And then you stop. So continue eating with the awareness around each bite of food. Okay, notice how the food feels in your mouth and tastes. After swallowing each bite, notice how your body feels. And before taking the next bite of food, ask yourself, is it possible that the next bite is the last bite for me? If your gut sense is yes, then plan to stop at that point. And then you want to notice how you feel. It might be important to remind yourself that you can still eat the rest of that food or meal again. Like, remember, we've taken any forbidden or restrictive foods out, right? So often that last bite threshold, sometimes if we're still in that restrictive phase, it can be hard because we really like something, right? But if we've given ourselves free permission to eat whatever we want, we don't have to worry about stopping and not being able to access that food again. Okay, so we're really working on getting connection to that sense of fullness and being aware that we can stop eating before we get uncomfortably full. So walk through these activities. Let me know if you have any questions, but really it's working on having practice, paying attention, and having patience, because it's a process, right? And we might continue to eat past fullness often if it's a food that we still associate with not having access to all the time. Like maybe you've gone to visit your family during, you know, holiday meal or whatever. You may overeat, and that's okay. The point of intuitive eating is not to make yourself wrong, right? It's an ongoing practice. We can know that I'm going to be overfull and still make the choice to overeat. But it's just getting more in tune with what the body wants and really getting to the point where we're going to be able to use this last bite threshold as some feedback so we stop in that comfortable place of fullness and not overfullness. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm going to come back next time with principle 6, which is discovering the satisfaction factor. Okay? Satisfaction and pleasure around food are so important. So I'm going to come and discuss that in the next episode. But I want you guys to give me feedback. If you have any questions, if you know someone that would benefit from this episode, feel free to share it. If you want to share new stories, I would so appreciate it so more people can benefit from the magic of intuitive eating and get off that diet roller coaster that doesn't serve us and diets don't work. All right, guys, have a great day, and I will talk to you next time.